Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, the true God. The Lord our God is the best friend to us. And those who love him, they cherish him. They are excited about knowing the things of God. And I love him. Every day I wake up, I thank him for the wonderful things he's doing in my life. Helping me, even me, to spread his word. To help people live. And I thank him that he cares about every soul. Not just those that he know will get saved, but every soul. And he loves them individually and deeply. He loves us so much. And all of our welfare is his concern for us. And the more I learn of him, the more I love him. And the more I appreciate him. As a friend, as a father, as my savior, and as my king. The Lord has been good to me, and he helped me stand. You know, when I didn't know how to stand, I really just didn't know what to do. There were times I've talked about it on other broadcasts. I just didn't know how to handle this life. And the Lord, I prayed and cried out to the Lord, and he always trained me. He taught me. And it didn't always happen in one day. But I had to believe for the things I needed to know, and I knew that I didn't know. People get in trouble when they try to come up with an answer without God. When they think, there are so many different mindsets. When you talk about the Lord, sometimes people think they have an ideology or a mindset of what God is like. But the way we really, really know God is to take him at his word. And then we learn to have faith in his word. It works. And that's how we learn to trust him. We don't learn to trust him because we should trust him. We really learn to trust him because we act on God's word. You know, we operate by our faith and we take him at his word. And that's the only way we can get somewhere in this life. And the details of what we don't know. And the reason we don't know some things is because we were born in a world that has fallen. And if everybody did the works of God, it'll be so easy for everybody to catch on. And it's not always easy for everybody to catch on. That's why it's so important for us to be patient with all of God's people. Some people, they don't understand. They're doing the best they can. In their best efforts, they might say some mean things to you, but the shield of faith is a blessing. Living a life that's ready to forgive. When the Lord taught me about forgiveness, I was on guard to forgive. Sometimes people were on guard to protect themselves. They felt threatened if somebody said the wrong thing. But not knowing what a person has gone through and they're not settled in the heart yet, and they don't have a good grip on the things of God yet, the enemy can make things look haywire. And their meanness is just because of a lack of knowledge on their behalf and wrong knowledge and sometimes rebellion against knowledge. But at the end of the day, if you can love people in a consistent way with the love of God, and you can do this because you've experienced the love of God. If you were saved and the Lord saved you in spite of your sins and he cares about you and he works with you, he don't throw you away just because you do something wrong. And that's not a license to sin, but he doesn't. He works with us. That's why Jesus is also our high priest. And then he turned around as he is, so are we in this world. He made us kings because we have authority, and he made us priests. We can represent people of God, and we can live the life of God and represent God to all men. And that's what I'm talking about. Allowing the love that God has shed abroad on us to be displayed for others. And that's what God is all about. He loves us and he cherishes us, just like we should love and cherish others. It doesn't matter whether they are good or bad, whether they deserve it or not. But the love of God, if it's a standard, people will notice it. And then they have a reference for what God is like. And the Lord once told me, he said, if you love people, they'll respect you. And if you're wise, you'll hold their attention. And if you're holy, they'll trust you. So if all these things are in operation, the love of God, the wisdom of God is being lived in your life and displayed. And then you're holy. You treat people with supreme purity. You don't do any and everything. Then people will trust you. And people don't easily trust people when it comes to the subject of God. You know, that was a time when I was growing up, if a man was a minister, even got the unsaved would respect them. And you always had somebody that would rob a church, but and they would steal the air conditioning unit or something. But that was very far and few between. That didn't happen often like it does in these days. And now you have people that's so bold, they'll burn a church down. But nevertheless, God loves people anyway. And we can go forward in Him. There's no end to the love of God. That was a man who was a Klan member. He got saved because there was a black pastor, I forgot his name. He was in the NAACP movement. But he was a real preacher. He wasn't just an activist. He was a real preacher that loved people. And he called this guy and said, look, they got good barbecue down here at this certain place. And I want you to come down here with your friends and I'm going to buy y'all some barbecue. And the guy cussed him out and said he was going to kill him and all the wonderful, all the mean things he said to do. He said, well, just come on anyway. I'm going to buy the barbecue. Y'all just come in and eat it. And then if y'all want to fight, you can fight. But I'm going to buy the barbecue because I love you. And he was relentless in his love. Now, this may sound crazy to some, but this is what happened. And see, when the Lord know the outcome, whatever he prompts you to do, it will work. You just got to be able to stick with it. And this pastor stuck with it. He put his life on the line for a fellow brother. And this man became saved, and he's on fire for the Lord. He got out of the Klan. And sometimes, see, in the world of deception, there are many forms of deception. There's many mindsets, and it's not easy to walk away from them, even if they are wrong. Because from their point of view, they see it different than we do. And it's and Satan is wrong. All of Satan's ways are wrong, and it's going to get mankind in great trouble. But God's love don't change. He sees more than just a man doing wickedness. He sees a man born in his image. The Lord remembers when that grown man that wandered into the Klan, he remembers when he was a baby. He knows how he thinks. He knows how he precisely how he processes. He knows all the troubles he went through. He knows the deception that got him to the point where he was in the Klan. So I know that God loves people no matter what they fall into, even if they're in rogue religions, even if they're enemy, even if they're deadly. I love people, and I learned that from the Lord. And His love is good. And I'm not ashamed of the love of God. I thank the Lord for His love. And I want to love people. I want to know that I will love every man on this earth as long as I live. And that doesn't mean that I won't protect my family if somebody broke in, of course. I'm not stupid. But if I can solve a problem without somebody getting hurt, I'll do it. And if I can be a blessing to people, I'll do it. It's worth it. But the love of God towards others is always worth it. Not only does the Lord our God loves us, He don't change. He don't deviate from it. And He cares about us in every way and in every condition we get ourselves into. His love don't change. And that doesn't mean that we do have to get in the covenant. We do have to receive salvation by faith. And the Lord knows that it can be difficult. But it's also, He made it easy for us to believe on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He made it easy for everybody. And He cares about us all. And He has so many wonderful things to say to us. And He has things that He's going to do on our behalf. Now, the only thing He'll do on our behalf are the things that we can't do. We have to work
out our own salvation. We have to work. Our faith must have works. Except, of course, where there's healing is concerned. Jesus already did the works. And sometimes we have to go lay hands on the people. And sometimes we can just intercede. And all of our prayers avail much. And the Lord is, he delights in answering them. And the answer is always yes. Like we said in the last broadcast, we have to receive God's word by our faith and act on it. And we have to take him at his word. That's our responsibility. That will always be our responsibility. And if we follow him, we can do all things through him. There's no situation where we can't win. There's no situation that we can get ourselves into that the Lord can't help us with if we're willing. We do have to be willing and obedient. We have to receive the word of God. And then, my friend, the Lord can move and do the part, his part. But we have to do our part. We have to stand and receive the word of God and obey it according to our case. And it's a blessing that the Lord don't change. And I've gotten in my share of trouble. Some of it was my fault. Some of it wasn't. Sometimes it was other people. Sometimes it was the people I listened to. But every time I asked the Lord my questions, he gave me the answers I needed so that I could overcome in him. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. He don't change. He doesn't deviate. And he loves us deeply. Now, I love him, and that love won't change. Now, 1 John chapter 4 explains how the love of God works. And in that whole chapter, we're going to read it in an upcoming broadcast, but God loves us. And it explains that, you know, loving him is part of being in the kingdom of God. That's the only way to be in the heart church. I said recently that those who walk in love, they are the church. When people don't walk in love, or sometimes people gravitate to the power of God, things that will make them look good. There are people that would even seek God, but that doesn't mean that they love God. Even sinners want to know about God, but that doesn't mean that they love him. And God recognized whether they love him or not. Did you know the hot church are those who love God? The hot church loves God and takes him at his word. They're trying to get a firm understanding of who he is, and they love him. And they are sincere by faith. See, their faith is the highest form of sincerity. Because they believe, they act. Because they believe on him, they act on the love that he so abundantly shed abroad. But some people followed Jesus for the fish and the loaves. That was powerful to them. That was great in their eyes. And they were pride-based. They operated by their pride. And that's like the lukewarm church. They're not looking to love God and his people. They're trying to get the benefits of being in the kingdom without serving others. Now, the disciples, they were out there serving others. They were passing out the bread and the fish. They helped the people manage. And they helped the people. They brought order among the people. And they did the work of the ministry. So the Lord was able to bless them. And he cares about them. But they were trying to serve other people. They weren't in it for the fish and the loaves. So Jesus said, if you don't eat my blood and eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And most of the crowd got up and walked away. Then he turned to his own disciples and said, are you going to leave as well? And Peter and the disciples said, we don't have anywhere else to go. Nobody has the words of life like you do. And they stayed steadfast, even though they may not have understood the statement. But they did not stop trusting the Lord because they loved him and they cared about him. And they sought him and they wanted to know him. And in my life, I do too. I don't want to go out there and sin on purpose and nail him to the cross all over again. I want to do right by the Lord. Now, the condition of your heart affects the way that you receive from him. 2 Timothy chapter 4 reads, he said, now this is Paul talking to Timothy, and he's coaching Brother Timothy. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Now that word longsuffering, that's there because people are not going to always cooperate. And many people will not cooperate. So living a life that's longsuffering is required. Verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Let me read that again. Now this is a very important scripture. I've referred to it many times in the previous broadcast. But here it is, written just like Paul wrote it. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They don't want the truth gospel. They don't want the serving side of God. They don't want the loving side of God. Even though they'll receive it for themselves, but they don't want to love others. You know, that's a rich scripture. Reading it again. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They want people that will tell them what they want to hear, an altered version of what God said. And you can't build your life on any altered version of what God said. It's not going to work. God can't approve it. The Holy Spirit can't follow it with signs and wonders because he's the Spirit of truth. He'll teach you true things. Loving God is very important. If you take away the love element, the whole thing is no good for you. Power without love is death. And love has power in it. But when the focus is on the Lord and his perfect ways, that's what I'm talking about. That's what will put you over. That's what will bless you. That's what will take you to the next level. That's the kindness of God that I'm always bragging about. Because he loves his people. And some people hear me say that, but because they don't love God, they don't see it that way. They see God as somebody toying with their life. And they misunderstand his ways. But you can't learn his ways if you lean to your own ways. Look at the latter part of verse 3. But they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. People who start preaching compromise, they can get very rich because they're compromised. The devil, he don't fight. There are people the Lord will put on their heart to bless a ministry like mine or any ministry that's of God. Any ministry. Not just mine, but a ministry that's obeying him, seeking him. The enemy will get in their path and try to get them to not make donations. But when people are preaching things with itching ears, a society of people will get behind them. Not only will they pay tithes and offerings, they'll leave them money in their will. When they die, they'll write in their house. They give their house to these ministers who compromise.
And good ministers receive things such as that as well. But it's not by the Holy Spirit. I mean, when people that live by the Holy Spirit, that walk in the love of God, there are people out there that will be a blessing. They're strong in the Lord, and they will donate, and they'll leave them inheritance. But people that are worldly, they'll do it without restriction from Satan. Now, the people that love God, they'll do it, and the enemy will try to fight them. But those that love God purely, they'll leave money to those who, and an inheritance, and great sums of cash to those that just love God. Now, with that in mind, the word said they heap to themselves, teachers having itching ears, because they love what's wrong, and they love what seems to be powerful. And they're the kind of ministers, people that love power will gravitate to, not the people who walk in power, but they walk in love. They separate themselves from them. Because the first part of verse 3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." So they separate themselves from sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they gravitate to their own lust. And I've seen it with my own eyes too many times. And when you tell them something from the Lord, they don't want to hear it. I've seen people turn a deaf ear to a real word from the Lord because they love the lust of this life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. And the people that they give money are no better. They're lukewarm. Lukewarm, the world loves the world. Lukewarm people love lukewarm people. Cold people love cold people. And the hot church loves everybody. So, as you go forward in life, you have to stay in the love of God. Apostle John ended his ministry teaching about love. 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, his keynote message was love. It's very important. When you leave the love of God, you've left the kingdom of God with him. And I watch to see if people love people. And they rejoice when others rejoice. And they cry when others cry. They operate in the power of the Holy Spirit to be a blessing, to serve, not to be served. And that's a big, huge difference. Now, the Lord loves us. His love is relentless. Why shouldn't we be any better with all the gifts and treasures that the Lord has given us? We can walk out this salvation just like God. And we should. Verse 4 says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." In other words, walk out the love of God. Remain love-based, not pride. Never pride-based, because Jesus in Philippians said, "Do nothing for vainglory." And Paul said, "But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only, but unto all them that love his appearing." People that love the world will not love his appearing. And that's just the way it is. People that's playing with the world, they're not going to appreciate the appearing. They're going to try to hide when Jesus appears, because their life, they're trying to keep the deeds of their life a secret. And all of a sudden, they're exposed for what they are. And that's not in their will to be exposed. They've heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. They teach the things that they approve, that God disapprove of. But they have... They won't follow God. They won't do it His way.
They won't walk in the ways of the Lord because they've left the love of God. See, the love of God is your motivator. That's a holy motivator. Anger can be a motivator as well, and so can pride. But pride causes people to be in opposition. Everybody who get in pride and lust and vainglory, they want to make themselves look good. They are no different than what Satan was after when he made his five abomination statements, that he would take over heaven and be like the Most High. He exalted himself over five classes of God's people that were more ancient than he was. And I know the people say, well, Satan was the, Lucifer was the second in command. He was not. He was just like Adam. There were other echelons of angels that were greater than he was. Because why would he have to exalt his throne above theirs if his throne was already above theirs? He was a usurper. He had ambition instead of love. Pride and deceit were his ways. And there's no difference if people do it. And God can't let that in heaven. So everything that I do is going to be love-based. It's going to be according to the living works of God. And I know that these are hard sayings, but they are true sayings. That's why Jesus said many would come to me saying, Lord, Lord, in St. John chapter 7. And he'll turn to them and say, I never knew you. And I don't want to hear that. I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I asked the Lord, how can I be a good and faithful servant? How can I please you? How can I do the works of God? And I asked him, how do I do your perfect will? And I stick with what he reveals to me. I don't deviate. And that's the message that God has given me for many years, from the 90s, from the late 80s and 90s. The Lord, in those years, he trained me to follow him. And I gave testimony about how he helped me to learn those things, and it's beautiful. But the Lord our God is good and patient. True ministry takes time. We have to be grown in the Lord. We have to grow in him. We have to teach, we have to train and learn from him, seek his ways. And then we go forward in him. Now I love the Lord our God. He's good and wonderful. And I want to see the mighty move of God in our lives. The powerful things that impress man, it means more when you love people. Perfect love casts out fear. And John taught that in chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Perfect love always casts out fear. Since I've been on a trek to love God, I found myself leaving the ways of the world. And fear fell off my life. I remember when I used to be afraid, but it fell off my life. I didn't even know it was going to happen. Because as I endeavored to learn about the love of God, fear just fell off my life. To me, it was a bonus. I didn't know it was going to happen. And I read the scripture. I said, oh, that's why that happened. Because my love became more perfect. And I said, well, Lord, let's amp it up a notch. Let's make it even more perfect. I said, I want to know that I will never go backwards. And 2 Peter chapter 1 teaches us how to never fall. And one day I read that scripture. I said, what? We can come to a point where we never fall? And the scriptures tell us how to do it. Add to your faith virtue, the virtue knowledge, the knowledge temperance, all the wonderful things of God. The format is in the pages. And the Holy Spirit, if you endeavor to receive it and speak it, the Holy Spirit will guide you so that you can do it.
Never look at the size of the problem, but receive the scriptures and look at the size of God. He has the best track record ever. A healthy study of the scriptures helps us to see God as He is. You don't have to wait till you see Him face to face. The scriptures already approve Him and show you what He'll do. The scriptures already take you to His perfect will. I love being centerized into the perfect will of God. I want to be in the center of His perfect will. Sometimes people settle for what they know, the permissive will. Now, the permissive will, your life won't be as good, and you won't receive as much joy, and you won't live as long in most cases. Your life will be harder when it doesn't have to be. But in the perfect will of God, you're sowing greater seeds and you're going to receive greater rewards. And those who compromise, they may receive rewards immediately, but they're not in the will of God at all. They may become millionaires, billionaires. And they may be living in a state of deception, a state that God can't sanction. And hopefully they'll get it right before they die, because when people prosper like that, they look at the prosperity. That's the problem of the rich. When they look at their riches, they take their eyes off God. You can only be passionate about one thing or the other, according to what Jesus taught. You'll love one master and hate the other, even if it is Jesus, even if it is God.